Irfan, Sean of Ellie, Sean Shlomo. Ellie, I got your email. I just
Merhaba.
on because things have just been absolutely chaotic. Just moving back to Daesh, Kodesh, whatever. Just my life's become like a whole new schedule. I'll admit, Sashem, we'll talk about it. I'm not going to sit down and type a letter because that's just not what I do.
Okay, I
Totally
understand.
write a letter. I'm a South African. I never typed until I came to Israel. I don't know how to type. I'm saying like, we do, you know, it takes me hours to type. So
I
that's why
hear.
I prefer to speak. So we'll discuss it. It's a very interesting questions, and they need to be understood. There's a lot of umkus there. We'll touch on some of it tonight. Mitzvah, we'll get there a little bit. We start dealing with Ishtadlis here, but it's a more, you know, that it's a more odd Murkav subject. It's not poshut at all.
Absolutely.
Not poshut. Okay. Anyway, so tonight,
On
Mamash,
with the email, Rabbi.
Oh no, Eli sent me an email about something else. He just had some questions. So I haven't seen him for a while. I just wanted to tell him that I got his email and I haven't responded. I just haven't had a chance. It's been
So you're carrying on with the Chovas
No. Last week we just there
HaLevavos?
was something else. They're all kashur. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh yeah, no, I started off last week's about an email. You're right. No. This is a different email, not the same email. All kashur. So yeah, no, I want to go back to Chovas HaLevavos. Lamaisa, we got to the end of the we remember we said there's five conditions, what he called agdomas, and each of those five the five conditions, we were in the first one that was made up of the seven tnaim that a person needs to believe, to have clear about Hashem in order to have imun in Hashem. And then when we finished the first of the conditions, then we will carry on with others. But this is a whole yesod. What he discusses here in Tanai Shvi, this Tanai Shvi is a massive sugya. We started 2 weeks ago, but I'm going to start again because I don't think we remember. And try and let's even get through it. It's very big. It's unbelievable stuff here. It's major yesodus in the Tochen. And if ever your Tochen's running a bit low and you need a boost, come back to this. There's an enormous chizuk here. A very, very choshuv shtickle this. So he says like this, Tanai Shvi. This is Tanai Shvi in Agdomer Rishon. She boro lo, ki la kol ha-bruim she ba'olam hazeh yesh gvul mesuyam. Everything in this world has its limitations, it has its boundaries. Le kamusam, how many there'll be, echusam, what the quality of their life, who they are, zmanam v'mimkoimam, when they'll exist, where they'll exist, where they'll move. Al gvulam, there's nothing you can do to change this. If Hashem decided there's going to be 300 elephants in the world, there'll be 300 elephants in the world. You can kill as many as you want, you can breed as many as you want, you can't change it. If Hashem decided you're going to live in this particular place, this is where you live, you can't change that. You need to be stuck in traffic right now, this is where you need to be. You're stuck behind a cement mixer or whatever in a traffic, whatever, and you know, hurry and malasot. That's where you're supposed to be. So it applies to everything. You can't add and you can't take away. No one can make a lot of what Hashem decided there'll be a little. If Hashem decided there's going to be a lot, there's nothing you can do to minimize it. You can't delay something that's supposed to come early. You can't make something happen now that Hashem says is only going to happen tomorrow, no matter how anxious you may be. You can't change that. Now, sometimes you see things that do experience new gvulim. You see new things happening. There's some causality that causes that, or there's some ishtadlus ha'adam. Hareze mipnei shve gvulim chadoshim eile, heim heim agvulim amekoriim shenigzeru al adova mischilas b'yoser. That's because this new gvul, this new aspect of this thing that you see, that you think changed because of a sibo, because you're ishtadlus, that new thing you sing was also part of the Gezeirah Elyona. That was also part of the Gezeirah from Sheishis and Mebreishis. That's how that was going to be. There's no way to change that. It looks like something new happened, no, but that something new was also from then. We'll see now. I'll give you some examples of what that means.
What does that mean? Mitchilas priyaso. What does that have to mean? From sheishes and meibreishes. Mitchilas priyaso. From the beginning of its creation. Maybe it was created later.
When this thing was created. Okay, you're right. It doesn't have to be sheishes and meibreishes. Although it has to be sheishes and meibreishes because there's nothing in the world that's not from sheishes and meibreishes. That means from the very first day of Bria. The very first day of Bria. The first day was Bria. Everything else afterwards is Yetzirah v'Asiyah. Hashem created everything. This is the Ramban. Hashem created everything on day one in potential. And then the rest of the days was just bringing it out. Was Dover from Dover. The only Bria, the only Yesh Mi'ayin was on day one. So there everything was already in place. Whatever was Oyle b'machshava, whatever Hashem's machshavas, whatever that means, were in order to make the Bria, this thing you're seeing in the world now was already in its initial Bria back then when Hashem created the world. Even though you only see it now for the first time. I give you an example. Take a computer. You'll tell me one second. through unbelievably studless and genius and inventions, there's a thing called the telephone, you know? The telephone is new. You're going to tell me that that's not a chiddush? There wasn't such a thing before. Many, many things like that. Take a cell phone, a computer. No. Everything was in the Bria already. The electromagnetic forces, the all the things, the electricity, the chokhmah that was needed in order to bring that out was already there. No one invented electricity. They discovered electricity. No one made electricity. It was there already. There's nothing new here. Whatever it might look new, you know, you think, what's his name? Steve Jobs invented something new. No, it might just be revealing itself now for the first time, but it was always there. It was always part of the original plan. He didn't invent anything. He just discovered what Hashem already had there. And the Chochmah he needed in order to make this happen, Hashem gave him the Chochmah now to bring it out now, because that's when it needed to come out. So it's not because it's anything new. That's what he's saying here. It's always been there. We'll see what is new. We're talking about now in the physical world for sure. So that was because Haim HaGvulim HaMekorim, those are the original Gvulot that were Goezer on this thing from the beginning of its Bria. Umashelo Nivru Dvorim Eile Lechatchile B'Gvuleim HaMekorim, and while this thing wasn't created initially with its original, authentic gvulim, they come about later because of some siba, some causality, or some ishtadlus, like the computer or the cell phone or whatever. Because whatever Kadosh Baruch was goyze in the beginning of the Bria, that will come into the world, that will come from potential into actualization, will come about via causes. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going, everything that will come into the world will come about through causes. These causes come about through causes before that. Their time for coming out into the Giloy, into the world of actualization, wasn't until now. So it's not that there's anything new here. It was always there, waiting to be brought into the world by the chain of events. But what's holding the top of the chain and making it all churn is Hashem. That the ishtalshlus, Hashem pushes the button, Hashem shakes like a rope. If you shake the rope at the top, so then the ripples go all the way down to the bottom. But what's making the rope move is not the piece of string in the middle or two-thirds down. That's moving that. It's like a domino effect, but you needed the finger to flick the first domino. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When he flicks the first domino and the second one hits the third one, et cetera, et cetera, it was all pre-planned by Hashem, exactly when it'll fall and how it'll fall and which direction it'll fall and how many will fall, when they'll fall. You only see it falling today. 5,500 years after the Bria, suddenly you see computers in the world. Yeah, they were always waiting to come out. Hashem decided now they need to come out. Why? But that's how it comes out. That's what he seems to be saying. So he says like this, whoever doesn't meditate on the way the world conducts itself, these causalities, these things in the world that are now look like they're chidushim that just happened, but that which changed the situation, the thing to its new situation. It's them that caused this new situation. There was a thing before, and somebody came along and made something, and then he made something, and he made something, and now you have a whole new thing. People think that it was the cause, the goyimim, these causations, that's what caused this new thing, this hischachus. He gives an amazing example now. The goyimim, the causations themselves are very, very chalash to do anything. They don't have the power to change anything, or to swap anything, or to create new situations. That all comes about through Hashem's gzeira, the divine wisdom that was decreed, what he decreed at the beginning of the Bria. It's Hashem that brings this from potential to actualization via these third parties, via these causations, these means to an end. Kumoshin Roim, yeah, gives a Moedic example. We see a Garin Chita, Echad, one little wheat kernel, one little wheat seed, right? How powerful is that? What does that have? What can that do? What can that achieve? What can that bring into the world? Not that much lichoy. It doesn't really have that much going for it, does it? Aval what? Musuga lahamtzi shalosh moed shibolim. That thing can give a birth, can cause to grow 300 shibolim, 300 heads of wheat or whatever. And each head of wheat, whatever you call them, can have 30 seeds in it. Do you think that little first original seed has the power to create so much wheat? From where? They don't have the power to do that. There's unbelievable genius in all that seed. But Hashem programmed to that seed, but the seed itself has no potential, not koch on its own. Just one second, I left out a line here. That's more choshu. Sorry, I'll come back now. The kojibar is also lachil shleishim garinim. Nimtza shegarin echad haya goyrim lishavas karov lasarat alafim garinim. This one little seed gives birth to thousands of more wheat seeds, wheat kernels. Are you blind from the fact this little garin doesn't have the koich to make all that seeds? Where's he going to get the raw materials from? To make shibolim and to make wheat and to make wheat kernels, you need raw materials. You can't just yesh me'ayin it. How's this little lonely seed going to create so many thousands of kernels of wheat? How's he going to do that? No. You plant the seed and the seed grows into a tree and the tree. What are you talking about? Where does it have the koach to do such a thing from? There's nothing in there. How does it know where to take from the soil and the light and the wind and the carbon dioxide and the photosynthesis and the sun and the guns? The whole factory going on here. Unbelievable genius, but you think the wheat seed is the cause of all that? No, he's a goyrim. He's a causality, but he's not the one that's causing it. He's not the one that's making it happen. Hashem brings it about through him. But you're supposed to use your intelligence to realize that thing on its own has got no power. Is there anybody? Today, unfortunately, there are lots of people who are mitzale me'avda that are completely blind to the fact. Doesn't have the power to do such a thing. All other tzmicha, all other growth, all other things that you see in the natural world that are growing and developing, and an apple seed and creating millions of apples from one little apple seed. You see it also by the way human beings are created. The biggest mammal fish. Sorry, not the mammals, the non-mammal fish. Big things. But they come out of a little egg. From a little tiny little beta. And then from there grows this unbelievable fish. Where did the egg have the koch to make fish? Where's his fish factory? Yeah, but we think the egg gave birth to the chicken for sure. I mean eggs make chickens. How does an egg make a chicken? You ever opened an egg? You know, there's a whole factory there that can make chickens. You don't stick the feathers in place and put the heart in and make the leg. It can't. But that's how Hashem made the world. But we need to look beyond it. We need to see the Yad Hashem in all of that. Those are the goyim.
I had some nice eggs for lunch.
Oh, you see? But those eggs make chickens. It's a whole factory. You didn't have eggs. You swallowed a whole chicken factory. Yeah, if you didn't get that egg, that egg would have made it's a factory. It would have made chicken. You know, you blind? I think Miller also says something about this in terms of the human, the way the Also, he said something very interesting here of Miller. He adds in, we're talking about, not just biology, we're talking about, you see the same way as the human beings conceived also. You have a male cell and then the female ovary and they get together and they make a human being? You know, that's pretty, how did they do that? I mean, that hasn't got koach to do anything. But then he adds and says, very interesting, especially what's going on now in the world. He says, everything in the world comes from one source, but we don't see it because Hashem conceals himself behind a grand network of causes. He's talking about human history. We were talking about seeds now. The Chovas Levavot talks about seeds. He relates the same idea to history. To us, it seems an immediate cause is the reason why something happened. Well, why is there a new president in America today? Because the American people voted for a new president. You know, they didn't like Trump anymore, so then they voted for this new guy, or they forged, or whatever they did. You know, they crooked it, they stole it, whatever's going on in America now, whatever. But why is there new presence in America? So we'll find causality, we'll find natural causes for that. Not kosher to anything. Not kosher to elections. It's not kosher to Trump. It's not kosher to forgery. It's not kosher to anything. Cause has its own cause, and there's another cause behind that, and another one behind that. And Hashem's holding the end of the chain and manipulating it. Therefore, our betochen should always be in Him, no matter what seems to be caused by certain upheavals and changes in the world. When you see things changing in the world, when you see upheavals in the world, new things in the world, you know, we keep saying that, wow, these are never had times like this before. These are new times. There's something being machadish in the world. We're living through very, very unusual times. We never had to deal with things like this before. So it looks new and it's a goyim. It's you know why we're living through these difficult times now? Because there's a virus. And the virus was caused by a bat in China or a mink in Denmark or wherever this thing came from. And how did the virus get into the bat in the first place? I don't know. We're not gonna ask too many questions because then you might have to discover God. So they don't ask those questions. But follow it back to its original source, track it back to Hashem. Whether the Chinese made this in a laboratory or whether it came from a bat by mistake, at the end of the day, for a frumi, it doesn't make that much difference because it came from Hashem. You know, the like Rabbi Sol Salanta says, the Mishnah says that the generation before Mashiach will be dog kepane kelev. The generation will have the face of a dog. As Rabbi Sol Salanta, I think Rabbi Chonon also said it similar, I think, I can't remember, but Rabbi Sol Salanta for sure says it. And what's dog kepane kelev? Is that when you hit the dog with a stick, what does he attack? He attacks the stick. Tries to bite the stick. He doesn't understand that there's a hand holding the stick. You're biting the wrong thing. So that's us today. We think it's got something to do with the stick. What do you mean? Well, it was the Chinese that made the virus. You know? Yeah? And who made the Chinese? You know, where did the Chinese come from? There's a shame. You know? it looks that's how Hashem made his world, because of his chokhmah, that there's a cause within a cause within a cause with complex causes, historical factors, things that need to happen. At the end of the day, Hashem. And we can't grasp it. It's too big for us. We have no way of being able to process all of this. But at least we need to know that whatever's happening, whatever looks new, whatever looks mechudash, COVID-19 was also there b'sheshis and b'sheshis, because it has to be, because now's its time and place. But it's not mechudash, it's not new. That's what he's saying, no? Okay. Nimtza'efo. Now he says something moyedik. Moyedik. This is a big, big chiddish, this. This doesn't potter you from Ishtadlis, Uboisa. He himself is going to pick this up and speak in Shah Gimel a lot about Ishtadlis, and we're going to spend a lot of time dealing with it. But it does give you a lot of chizuk. So he's going to use Ishtadlis now to illustrate his point. And we'll see how that applies to mitzvahs as well, because now he's not talking about mitzvahs. Nimtza efo ki shtudluso shelo odom soviv kinyona oilam hazeh. It comes out, therefore, that all the ishtadlus of a man around all the acquisitions he wants to acquire in this world, la'akdim es ma sheboira achu, la'ach es ma sheboira hikdim, la'abos es ma sheboira amit, ulamait es ma sheboira harbe, all his ishtadlus to make more from things that Hashem wants little of, to make a little of what Hashem wants more of, to make things come earlier, to make things later, to go against the gzeira of what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, if this ishtadlus that he's busy with isn't aimed at kiyum mitzvahs, avodas Hashem v'limud haTorah, hare hi novat mitoch shtei sibot. It was not coming for that. It was not coming for the ruchnistik, which he's going to deal with at length. If it's not coming for that, then it comes from two places. There's two causes of why a person is trying to use his ishtadlus to change what he can't change. Echad, shechosorin lo ha-hakara she'abois baruch yodeya yediya brura va'amitis is kol ma she'osid liyos. He's lacking the clarity. It sounds unbelievable that somebody could lack this clarity, but the truth is the lo barulanu. We don't live with it b'chush. Intellectually, for sure we know this. We don't live with it, b'chush, but it comes from a person not being clear, properly clear, because he says it's got to be boru v'amitis. Amitis means it's part of you. That everything that's going to happen, whatever's happening, whatever's going to happen, because they're kva nigza v'oymed mitchila sabria. Whatever's going to happen. That was in the plan. That was wired into the system already way back then. There's nothing you can do to change it. Nothing. Not 99%. Gornish. Nothing. Efforts. Nothing. Nothing you need to change it. Everybody says. You can't change that. If something outside of kiyum mitzvahs, avodas Hashem and libud haTorah, Hashem was goyzer that that's what's going to be. That's what's going to be. You can't change it. You don't have a chira yet. You can make as much.
It's mashma that if it was for the kiyum mitzvahs, avodas Hashem and libud haTorah, that it can be changed.
100%. Excellent. And he's going to deal with that at length. He's going to show you that having betochen in that area, I think he calls you a tipesh. Someone who has betochen in his kiyum mitzvahs, in his avodas Hashem, there is a tipesh. He's going to explain where to have betochen, where not to have betochen. To have betochen in your kiyum mitzvahs, you're a fool. You have bechira. There you go, exercise your bechira. I think it's Shayichud HaMaisa. I can't remember. I think it's in Shayichud HaMaisa. He says that. He says the Yetzer Hara puts you into a sea of doubt, and he tells you that you better take care of your panosa. You better go out there and work, and you better make it happen, and you better do it, because if not, you're going to starve and whatever. And when it comes to mitzvahs, it comes to doing the Torah or whatever, he says, you couldn't help it. Well, what's the problem? So you didn't do a mitzvah. No, you're honest. It wasn't your fault. It wasn't your problem. There's nothing you can do about it. The exact opposite. Yeah? The answer tells you what you can change, you can't change. What you can't change, he tells you go and change it. I think he says it in Shaykh Hamas. Try and find it. I don't have a chalik base here. I remember seeing it or hearing that from someone. I can't remember. Could have been Ramot Chamila even. That the Hishli Chayetza Le Yama Sveikas, as our Loshan he uses. But the Yates are going to throw in on exactly on this Nakuda.
Makes sense.
I think Rav Ephraim Waxman once gave a Moedika Marshal. Moedika Marshal is to illustrate this point is that let's say you have a father, he's got a very successful business, and he's got two sons. The one son is an absolute genius. The guy's a wizard, okay, but he's in a very weak body. He's not chalash, he doesn't have, he's not a strong kid, you know, whatever, he doesn't have too much power. Then he has another son who's like he's an incredible Hulk, you know, he's a mummish, he's a bull, okay? But he's not so, not too much between the ears. The first son got all the brains and the second son got all the goof, you know, whatever. So what does he do? He takes the kid who's very clever and he's not so strong, and he puts him down at the loading dock, you know, where they load all the trucks, whatever. He sticks him down there. And he takes the other kid who's this gorilla and he's got no brains, and he puts him in the office where all the strategy and the banking and the planning and, you know, all the secrets of business are taking place. You messed up. The business will go bankrupt. You got the wrong guy in the wrong place. The same with us. When it comes to things where you can't change them, the Yetzer Hara will tell you, oh, you better work from early in the morning to late at night. You know, snooze, you lose. You know, early bird catches the worm. Go out there and make panos. Well, you'll starve if you don't work. You know, and you got to. And when it comes to Torah and mitzvahs, what are you worried about? I mean, you can't help it. So you made a mistake, you know. So whatever. So you machal Shabbos, God forbid. Okay, just go, Hashem will forget you. Don't worry about it. Not important. But you come half an hour for late for work, the Yetzer will beat you up. Why aren't you working? You got the wrong guy in the wrong office. You mixed up we'll deal with that. Very good. A nice observation that Shlomo. There, that's what he says. He says it. Im ein kavanosu legeal yedei ishtad lezu lekima mitzvah zavoy yisrael mitzvah Torah. If it's not for that, okay, so put that aside, we'll deal with that. Then it comes from two sibot. The first sibot is because you don't really know and understand and internalize and live with the fact that whatever you see happening in the world, whatever's going to be, that was all planned and all there, and there's nothing you can do to change it. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Forget about it. Don't waste your time. You can't. And the second sibah, she'enu meivin shekol hanagoyis of shalaboyre heimle tovosoy. Very interesting, eh? Why are you trying to change something if it's perfect? Why are you trying to change something if it's the ultimate good? Everything Hashem does is for the good, right? And this is Goza from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misheshin Vibrations, because this is the ultimate good. So if you're trying to change it, it's because you don't understand that it's good. Why are you trying to change it if it's good? Yeah. So those have been journeying with us through the Pirkei Machshava, you'll know that there's now two questions that come up. What about davening? What about Ishtadlis? Why do you have to daven? Why do you have to make ishtadlis? So we'll deal with that. He's going to deal with ishtadlis. He doesn't deal with davening, but we'll deal with that as well. Metz Hashem. We saw that by Rav Tauber deals with that very beautifully. There's a lot of different approaches. Rav Tauber's was one malach. There are different approaches to what the ishtadlis, the Chovis Lavava says his own approach to why we have to make ishtadlis. But it has nothing to do with changing, nothing to do with changing the thing. He just told you. You can't. You can't change anything via your ishtadlus.
But you can't change anything via your ishtadlus. He says, earlier he said, "Im ein kavanasoi." If your kavana is not for that, what happens if your kavana is for that? Can you change something through your ishtadlus?
If your kavana is for mitzvahs, avoid the Hashem v'limud
Torah. Yeah, but in the physical world,
We'll see. He's going to deal with it. We'll deal with it.
Okay. There was just another nakuda there, that it actually sounds like it's mixing in the physical together into there somehow.
I'll give an example. I'm tired at this time of night. I don't have the koich to fight with you. So I'll give you one small example. Okay. One small example. Let's say where the physical world touching the ruchnistic world, yeah? On sukkahs, you need an esrog, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now Hashem's decided how many esrogim they're gonna be, where they're gonna be, how they're gonna be, whether you'll have one or not, whatever, yeah. So you just lie in bed and you don't do anything because you can't change whether you have an esrog or not. Then you're a tipesh. The kavanah is for avoda. The kavanah is for mitzvah. Yeah, you better go out there and make your shtetlis. You better go look and find and plant a tree and see if it's going to grow and make sure that you have an esrog. If you're planting a tree because you want to make sure that there's lots of wheat, once again, I'm not dealing with why we make ishtalas and why we farm and whatever. We haven't dealt with that yet in the physical. I'm just saying, but you see, I'm just pointing out where you see, I mean, there's also, we have to deal with gzeisa pechat toichalechem, that also has to be factored in. The subject of ishtalas is more murkava. I'm not going into that now, but I'm just showing that there is a ishtalas that you have to make in the physical world in order to have mitzvahs. In fact, most of the mitzvahs, you need to take something out of the physical world. Your tefillin, your heilige tefillin, your holy tefillin are made from a dead cow. Your Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah Kodesh, the Sefer Torah, yeah? That's made from a dead cow. You want tzitzis? You got to get a sheep. You got to shear it. You got to... Yamoni shtadlis that you have to make in the physical world. But if your kavan is for mitzvah, then for sure, yeah? Then you can mashana, then you can change. But if your kavanah is not for those things, then your shtadlis is a waste of time because you can't change anything. I'm giving. He's going to deal with this. That's why I said. But you forced me to say at least the Pesach into the sugya. You want to learn Torah, so someone needs to print svarim. Why are you printing svarim? You can't change whatever Hashem decided. Will be svarim in the world. There'll be svarim in the world. You can't make more. You can't make less. The kavanah is for limud Torah. Don't make your ishtadlis because you can. You can change. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. It's literally wrote what he says. Slowly. I don't want to jump the gun here. But you're right. I told you. There's a lot here. That's a big. He's going to speak this out gewaldig later. He's going to show you where your ishtadlis is a waste of time and where you have to have ishtadlis. Yeah. I'll show you another area where you may have to make ishtadlis. That's another subject. You may not change it. Your ishtadlis also may not change. It's when it's for somebody else. Because when you're helping somebody else, so then maybe, but there, even there, your ishtadlis is not going to change anything. You have to make the ishtadlis. Okay, no, that's not a good example. Sorry, scrap that. Okay, I think maybe we'll stop there unless you've got we have 5 more minutes. Mm-hmm. If one of you doesn't have 5 minutes, we can just finish this. And then we'll...
Fine by me.
It's not a long shtickle. Okay, we'll go through quickly. The Kvar Roma Shlomo Melech HaChochem Alinyan Hazeh Ba'omroi L'kol Zman V'Eis L'kol Chefetz Tachas HaShemayim. Shlomo Melech says that everything has its time and everything has its object under the sun. Tachas HaShemayim V'Agachis Ki 28 Dvorim Min Hagos HaBoire. There's 28 things that Shlomo Melech mentions there. We all know this famous in Koheles, from the Anhagas HaBoyer of Ahim, Eis Ledes, Eid Lamus, there's a time to be born, there's a time to die. Ad Eis Milchama V'Eis Shalom, that's the last one, there's 28 of these times, time for this, time for that, time to talk, time to be quiet. V'Oid Am Shlomo HaMelech, Shafti V'Roi Tachas HaShemesh, Kilo L'Kalim HaMeirutz, I sat under the sun, I sat and I saw under the sun that not to the swift is the race, not to the big strong people is the war. Just because you got locked the tanks and weapons and whatever doesn't mean you'll win the war. You could get chased out of town by a bunch of kids with stones. Wow, that guy made a lot of money. Wow, sure, he's a clever guy. Wow, he understands business. He's a real chacham. That guy's a real pikeach in business. You're not pikeiros. It says that lo lechachamim lechem. It's not because he's clever that he's got bread. There's some very clever people that don't do so well financially, and there's some idiots that make a lot of money. The lo kosho. V'gam lo lenevoinim oishet, to the understanding doesn't necessarily come wealth. V'gam lo leyoidim chayin, not people that know a lot have chayin, whatever that means. Ki eis v'pege yikre es kulam. Because it's the time and the event that causes all of them, whatever that means. Kol ha'dvarim alulu einit toitzor shel ishtadlus ha'adam. I'm reading in the Pischei Levia from the Malekit. Kol ha'dvarim alulu einim toitzor shel ishtadlus ha'adam v'tachbu loisov. Elahem mishavin b'koyach gzeres ha'bayim. All these things, Shlomo Melech is telling you, doesn't come from your chokhmah and your efforts and your ishtadlus. It comes from the gzeira boire. That's for ki eis v'pega yikores kulam. Vayed Oma im Oisha Krash Vegezel Mishpat Vetzerek Tira Bemedina Alti Tome Ala Chayfet Ki Gavur Mi Al Gavur Shame Vigvur Malayim. There's a shame above a shame, going all the way up. Okay. Vadrochim Kater Abayis Barach Moitzi Es Gzerosov Elapoil. The way that Hashem brings all these gzeiras into actualization, there are two hidden and too deep and too elevated. We can't even grasp even a bit of them. They're beyond us. When we call Shaken is kulam, for sure, to get understand everything, how everything fits and the whole thing works all the way back to the Shirosh in the way, this is the Chavis Lov is talking, the way beyond us. The Pasuk already says it. This is Yishai Novi says this. Ki govu shamayim mi'eretz kein govu darchem midrachechem v'machshavoysam v'machshavoysam. As the distance is between the heavens and the earth, so too is the distance between your ways and my ways and your thoughts and my thoughts. In other words, don't try and, you can't understand the way Hashem does things. Obviously, we have a chiv to understand what we can understand. We have the whole Torah, Baruch Hashem. Hashem gave us a Torah that enables us to understand more and more about Him. We can't even understand a portion of it, nothing. But that's what's got to become clear in order to finalize the first Hagdoma, those seven conditions. This is the seventh condition that you have to have clear. So I call nothing to be changed, nothing. And putting aside the Ruchnius, which we'll deal with, you'll pick that up later. But in terms of the physical world, you can't change nothing. So obviously why make Ishtadlus, he's going to deal with that, he's going to say that. And why we daven, we'll deal with it as well, because davening also, you're trying to change something you can't change. Yeah, you're davening for panosa, you're davening for children. You know, if you can't have children, you can't have children. If you can, you will. Ma. What's the whole concept of davening? Davening becomes very difficult to understand in this in the life of all of this, but we'll see. We'll deal with it. That's a shame. Ishtadlus for refuah also becomes for him anyway. He lumps the two together. Others don't. If it's got to do with gzaisa pecha toicha lechem, the ishtadlus for panosa, what's it got to do with the ishtadlus for refuah, or ishtadlus for shiduchim? Are the ishtadlusim? Okay, so we'll have to work it through. Aval, that's the yisod. The yisod you come away with here is a call, nothing's new, a call gzaisas. If it looks new, it's just being revealed for the first time. But everything that was needed was there already. Nobody done anything new yet. So, that's good to internalize, and it's a big chizuk when you're under trouble, you've got problems or whatever. This shtickle is a big chizuk, massive chizuk. And then to remember that it's all for the good. Yeah, all these gzeiros, they're all for the good. Ultimately, it's all for the good, even though we don't see that now. Even though you have to daven to take it away. It's an ace tzoros, so you have to daven for Hashem to take it away. But it's good. Okay. We have to deal with that. Otherwise, you go a bit mashuga, because that doesn't make sense, does it? Torah has to make sense. Okay, Metz Hashem will carry on next week, Bezrat Hashem.
Laila Tov.
Thank you.
Laila Tov.
Metz Hashem will see you in the morning.
Bezrat Hashem. Yeah, it's so nice to see everybody. Not everybody yet, Eli, still waiting, but nice to see the guys. Take good care.
That's it.
Thank you.